Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, we give you all the glory, we give you all the praise for another opportunity to come before you, to worship you, to exalt you, to honor you, mighty Father. We come before your presence in the spirit of humility, in the spirit of meekness, as we bow before you, O God, to seek for your mercy, to seek for your grace in time of need. We lay our burdens at your feet, we lay our shortcomings at your feet, we lay our weaknesses, we lay our sins, we lay our iniquities in the mighty name of Jesus. That Father, where we have not done right, where we have not done according to your will, we plead for your mercy this morning. Forgive us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as we stand before you, Jesus, may the blood of the Lamb of God speak for us today. We cleanse our mind with the blood of Jesus, we cleanse our thoughts with the blood of Jesus, we purge ourselves from evil conscience in the name of Jesus. We purge our heart with the precious blood of Jesus. We sanctify the altar with the blood. We sanctify the instruments of worship with the blood. We sanctify the hair with the blood. We sanctify everything that we are going to do today with the blood of Jesus. Even the hair we breathe, we sanctify by the blood. We welcome the authority of the blood of Jesus to take preeminence in everything that we are going to do today, that the name of our Lord will be exalted, that the name of Jesus will be honored upon this tent of David. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we gather, O Jehovah, may you pour your mercies upon this place, pour your favor upon this place, pour your kindness upon this place. Revive our hearts again in the name of Jesus, O God. Meet us at the point of our needs, O God. Let the sick be healed in the name of Jesus. Let the oppressed be delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. As we praise you, as we worship you, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that your word will go forth with power and authority to heal, to deliver, to save, to set the captives free in the mighty name of Jesus. It is our prayer that our worship and our praises will be a sweet aroma before your presence. It is our prayer that everything we do today will please you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we submit today before your mighty and able hand, that Father, use us as your vessel. Breathe upon us, O God. Anoint our lips, anoint our voices, anoint our spirit with impartation from our above, that the meditations of our heart be acceptable before you, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we worship you, take over us, O God. Empower us with your spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your mantle come upon us, O God, the mantle of praise, the mantle of worship, the mantle of wisdom, as we stand before your altar to service, almighty God. Let your grace be sufficient, let the heavens be open upon this place. Let angels ascend and descend upon this place, O God. Let there be a mighty outpour of your spirit, of your presence. Let people be touched, even in their home, on the roads, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be diverse testimonies of the doing of the Lord from this ground, in the name of Jesus. Let virtue spread from this altar. Let the goodness of God spread from this altar. Let the power of God spread from this altar. Let the presence of God spread from this altar, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O God. It is our prayer today, O God, that thy will be done, not our will, but the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be done upon this assembly, be done upon this church, in the mighty name of Jesus. We submit to the authority of Christ, we submit to the goodness of the Lord, we submit to the hands of God, we submit to the person of the Holy Spirit, that Father, we welcome you to have your way in everything that we are going to do today, O Jehovah. We welcome you, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of wisdom. We welcome you to take over in the name of Jesus, the Spirit of excellence. We welcome you to take over, the Spirit of liberty. We welcome you to to take over in the mighty name of Jesus. With you, Lord, we can do anything. We can move every mountain, and today we command every mountain be moved in the name of Jesus. Every hindrance removed, every plan of the enemy be paralyzed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every agenda of hell be paralyzed in the mighty name of Jesus. As we take authority over every powers of the enemy, we bind every strong man in the land, every strong man in the region, every monitoring devil, we bind you in the name of Jesus. As it is written that whatever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and we release the wisdom of God, we release the mercies of God, we release breakthrough, we release favor, we release salvation of our God, we release the sick be healed, the blind see, in the mighty name of Jesus, the dead come to life, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we invoke your blessing this day, we invoke your will this day, we invoke your purpose this day, we invoke the leadership of the Holy Spirit, that Father, have your way, oh God, have your way in our lives, have your way in our families, have your way in our institutions, have your way in our government, have your way in our nation, in the name of Jesus, have your way in the church, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way. We commit our leaders in your able hand, oh God, that thy will be done in their lives, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We worship you, Father. We give you the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thank you for this opportunity that you have given unto us, O God, to come and honor you, to come and worship you, to come and praise you. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want us to go to the book of 2 Corinthians. We'll begin reading from verse 16 to 21. Amen. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, the old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, whom through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting the trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors of Christ, God making us his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Praise the Lord. Amen? Amen. My message today is there is recruitment in heaven. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody there is recruitment in heaven. Hallelujah. There is hiring in heaven right now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you ready to be hired by heaven? Because heaven is looking for laborers in the Lord's vineyard. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, yesterday while I was meditating and this message was coming into my spirit, that people don't understand, just the same way the enemy is out looking for vessels he can use for destruction, is the same way the Spirit of the Lord is hovering over the land. The Spirit of the Lord is hovering over the nations looking for a vessel that can represent the kingdom of God, looking for a vessel that can emit the light that our generation need. Hallelujah. In these times of darkness, in this time where darkness has covered the earth and thick darkness has covered the people, there is a need of a vessel that can emit the true light, that can bring the distinction between light and darkness. Praise the Lord, because we live in difficult times. But if you don't have the oil, hallelujah, preserved within your vessel, as a man of God, as a woman of God, you won't be able to bring the distinction that is needed for the hour. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. It reminds me the story of the wise and the foolish virgins. Praise the Lord. The Bible said that the wise virgin carried an extra jar of oil, but the foolish virgin failed to carry an extra jar of oil. And the time came when the oil ran out. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. And the foolish virgins came to the wise virgins and they began to ask, can we buy some oil from you? And they said, no, you have to go back to the sellers. And it was too late, and they missed the hour of their visitation. But you know, it is more terrible to burn a lamp without oil. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. It is terrible to burn a lamp without oil. Have you ever seen a lamp that is put with a wick? And you know, when it will begin to burn it and the oil is running low, it will begin to produce smoke. And that is how a Christian life can be when we don't have the oil of the Spirit at work in us, when we are not connected to be empowered with heaven, because the oil there symbolize the passion of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. And there's a way that God created us to stay dependent on God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because God will not give you enough. He just give you enough for today, so that tomorrow you have a reason to come back before the presence of God. That's why we seek God daily. Hallelujah. Seek ye the presence of the Lord and his strength continually. Praise the Lord. Because God wants your life to stay dependent on him. And you see, the wise, the foolish virgin, they stop depending on the help from God because they thought that what they had was enough. And the time came when they realized that what they had was not enough. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But the wise virgin, they stayed connected at the place of prayer. They stayed connected at the place of service. And God continually poured oil in their vessel. God continually serviced them because they were representing the kingdom of God, and they were supposed to show forth the light that is needed. Glory be to God. It's the same way we live in a time where there is a demand for vessels who can stand for the kingdom of God. There is a demand for vessels who can say yes to Jesus and no to darkness and no to pollution and no to the lies of the devil and no to the deception, because we live in dark times where a lot of men of God are selling the kingdom for filthy lucre. They are selling the kingdom for money. They are selling the kingdom for power. They are selling the kingdom for authority. They are selling the kingdom for resources, for earthly things, and they are defying their covenant with God. A time has come that the heaven is in high demand. The heaven is in high demand of vessels that will stand and speak the word of God without compromise. The heaven is in high demand of intercessors that will stand in the gap and plead on behalf of the people, because many are not aching for God. Many are no longer have a hunger for the truth. They no longer have a hunger for the service of God. It looks like we live in times where people don't care about the service of God. People are busy pursuing their interests, pursuing their career, pursuing their goals, pursuing their vision, while the house of God is in ruin, while the house of God is in need of vessels of truth, of vessels of light, while deception is running rampant, the church is sleeping, while deception is running rampant, while our children are being confused. Praise the Lord. Paul says we are the ambassadors for Christ, making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. God is looking for ambassadors. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You see, when you become an ambassador, you become a representative of that government. Glory be to God. Just the same way when you see an ambassador of US in another nation, hallelujah, where they are, they represent US. Every time you go to the headquarters of a nation, hallelujah, it doesn't matter where that headquarters is in another nation, glory be to God, immediately you entered into that place, it is the government of the other nation that will rule you. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's the same way when you are an ambassador of Christ, you bring the kingdom of God where you are. Even in that ungodly nation, in that ungodly city, in that ungodly neighborhood, when you are an ambassador, it doesn't matter what people are worshiping there. It doesn't matter whether they're worshiping wickedness like Halloween. When you are an ambassador, you bring light. It doesn't matter of the wickedness that is going on rampant in our villages, rampant in our cities. When you are an ambassador, you bring the message of the kingdom. Whether people want to hear it, no, not. We are here to reconcile people to God. We are here to tell them to turn away from their wicked lives. We are here to tell them that their sins are great before the Lord. And this is what the Lord is saying. When you are an ambassador of the kingdom of God, you bring the message of God. And where you enter, there is an authority that is backing you up. There is an authority that is backing you up. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. You cannot just mess up with the ambassador, because behind the ambassador is the whole government. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There is a level where God wants his children to reach. Hallelujah. God wanted to be an ambassador. God wanted to be an elder in his kingdom. Glory be to God. Do you know you can be here on earth, but you are an elder in the spirit. You are an elder in the kingdom of God. You can determine whether people live or not. You can determine whether cities are getting destroyed or not. Just like Abraham. Abraham was an elder and he interceded for Sodom and Gomorrah. Hallelujah. When matters that pertains to life and death are about to be made, elders has to be consulted. Glory be to God, because they represent the kingdom of God in that nation. They represent the kingdom of God in that city. They represent the kingdom of God in that institution. And when big decisions are about to be made in heaven, elders are consulted. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Elders can stand in the gap and say, no, this will not happen, and it will not happen, because they have a voice in the kingdom of God. When elders speak, heaven's here. When elders speak, it rains, even when rain, when famine has clouded the earth. Glory be to God, because they represent the kingdom of God. They are ambassadors of God. They bring light where they go, in the mighty name of Jesus, because there is a power, there is an authority authority that is backing them in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They understand that they haven't sent them, but the one that have sent them is great. The one that have sent them is mighty. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly. He's able to change lives. He's able to change institutions. He's able to change villages and cities and nations for the glory of his name. He's able to change generations for the glory of his name. He's able to put generations on fire. God is looking for ambassadors. God is looking for ambassadors that can represent heaven well. Because today we have many that are not giving the true pictures of Christ. Today we have many that are not giving the true picture of the Lord. Today we have many that have compromised their faith. You see, there was a time that the Lord cried in his heart that he had sons and servants, but they are no more. Are you among those that have become callous? Are you among those that have forsaken their initial calling? Hallelujah. You have forsaken your true calling. You are pursuing something that God did not call you to do. You have forsaken that which God called you to do. He called you to be an ambassador. He called you to represent him. He called you to speak on behalf of Christ. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ. Glory be to God. We implore you. When you become an ambassador, you speak on behalf of the Lord. So you can't speak nonsense. You can't crack useless jokes. You can't just use the pulpit for your own glory. Because you are representing Christ. Hallelujah. You can't lie to people. You can't cheat to people. Hallelujah. You can't exaggerate the word of God and the way it is. Hallelujah. You just have to speak the truth in love, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are representing Christ. You are representing the Lord, and you have to give the right representation in the mighty name of Jesus, because people are watching over us. Hallelujah. People are watching us. They want to see Christ through us. They want to see Christ through our action, through our speech, through our interaction, the way you talk, the way you smile, the way you dress. Glory be to God. Need to represent Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That people may be drawn to God through you. Hallelujah. Sometimes our life is the best witness. Glory be to God. When they look at your life, can they see Jesus? When they look the way you do things, can they see the Lord? Can they see the love of God? Can they see the peace of God? Can they see the long suffering? Can they see perseverance? Can they see the peace of God at work in your life? Glory be to God. Can they see the righteousness of God at work in your life? Can they see the goodness of God at work in your life? Because our life is called to be a living example of the goodness of God. The scriptures say that the eyes of the Lord range from place to place, looking for a man who fears him, looking for a woman whom he can use for his glory. Are you willing to give yourself? Are you willing to be hired by heaven to carry the message of the kingdom to the four corners of the earth? Are you willing to burn for Christ? Are you willing to burn for Christ? The way the Bible said that the zeal of the Lord consumed Jesus. He had the zeal. He wakes up, he thinks about serving God. Hallelujah. He said, I must do the work of my Father while it is still day. Is the kingdom purpose has consumed your soul? What excites you? What are you willing to die for? What do you wake up in the morning to do? What is your purpose? What drives you? What drives your motive? Hallelujah. Are you an ambassador who is burning with the message of the kingdom? Are you an ambassador who is burning to reconcile men to the ways of the Lord? Are you an ambassador who is burning to make sure that this gospel of the kingdom is preached to all the end of the earth? Are you an ambassador whose heart is crying for the souls of men? Are you an ambassador who is willing to stand with the gospel, with their talents, with their resources, to make sure that this gospel is preached, to make sure that souls are won for the kingdom of God? Are you an ambassador that is lost in the service of God? Are you an ambassador that is thirsty to do the will of God? For my soul longeth for you. Hallelujah. As the deer parted for the waters, how much hunger do you have for God? How much hunger do you have for the things of God? How much hunger do you have for the service of God? How do you know the kingdom that you represent? Or you have compromised the light of the kingdom. You have compromised the glory of the kingdom. You have compromised the power of the kingdom. You have compromised the beauty of the kingdom of God. This kingdom is meant to emulate light. This kingdom is meant to emulate power. This kingdom is meant to bring solutions. But because there is compromise, we don't see the power of God the way we should see it. But God is looking for ambassadors. God is looking for representatives that will dedicate their life to become elders, that they can rise up in the spirit and enter into the throne of God. They can come boldly before the throne of grace. When decisions are about to be made in heaven, they will be consulted. They will stand in the gap and preach to nations. They will stand in the gap and preach to cities. They will turn cities upside and down for the glory of God, because the hand of God will be upon them. The authority of God will be upon them. The oil of God will be upon them. The wisdom of God will be upon them. The protection of God will be upon their head, because God is sending them in the midst of walls. So God promises protection. God promises his hand to be upon them, that he will accompany them with signs and wonders to seal of the apostolic calling in the mighty name of Jesus, to show the nations that God has a representation. God has a representation. God has a remnant of his people that will speak on behalf of Christ, that will reconcile men in this end time season. Are you willing to be hired by the Lord? Are you willing to be hired by the Lord? God is looking for men and women who are willing to dedicate their life for him. God is looking for men and women who can stand and speak on behalf of the kingdom of glory. Did Jesus say that the work is greater, but the laborers are few? The harvest is greater, but the laborers are few. Pray that the Father may send laborers in his vineyard. And today it is our prayer that the Lord Almighty may send laborers. But are you willing to be hired? Are you willing to be dedicated? Because the kingdom is looking for men and women who are sold out. They were sold out. They are bound.
burning for Christ. They are burning for the glory of God. They have no reason to serve themselves, but they have a reason to represent the kingdom. They have a reason to speak to the generation about the kingdom of authority, about the kingdom of salvation, about the kingdom of glory, about the kingdom of the resurrected power of Christ in the name of Jesus. For we are called to preoccupy until Christ comes.
That wherever the sole of our feet shall tread upon, we shall preoccupy. We have a mission in this heart. We have a mission in this city. We have a mission in this nation to bring the glory in this place, to bring the kingdom in this place, to bring the institutions of God in this place, to bring the domain of God in this place, to bring the authority of God in this place. We have a mission, child of God, but are you willing to become a laborer? Are you willing to stand with the work of God? Or you are just thirsty for the earthly things? Or only your job excites you? Only your career excites you? Only your boyfriend excites you? Only your children excite you? But you don't care about the house of God, whether the house of God is lying in ruin. You don't care where the gospel of God is not spreading the way it should spread. You don't care when God has blessed you. He has given you talents. He has given you resources. But you want to use your resources to spread the kingdom of God because you are not willing to become an ambassador. I am willing to represent him on earth. I am willing to enter into a covenant relationship with God. I am willing to serve the Lord.
God is looking for men who have made a covenant with him. God is looking for women who have made a covenant of service with him. God is looking for men whom he can trust. God is looking for men whom he can conceal the secrets of heaven. Do you know there are secrets of heaven that God wants to trust in a vessel that will carry it and fulfill it? You see, when you have a special relationship with God, there are things that God may show you that will happen thousands of years from now. People like Enoch saw things that happened thousands of years ahead of them. People like Daniel, God showed them things that happened thousands of years ahead of them because they had a special relationship with God, and they put the things in a pen and a book and scrolls. They wrote them down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is looking for men and women whom he can confide with. God is looking for men and women who can make a covenant of service that will say, me and my household, we shall serve the Lord. Just like Joshua, he made a decision that me and my household, he doesn't care what others are doing, whether they become lesbian or lesbianism or all kind of wickedness going around us. We will decide that me and my house, we are going to represent light unto our generation. We won't compromise our faith for the filthy look. We won't compromise our faith for the pride of life. We won't compromise our faith for bribery and corruption. We will stand with the kingdom of God. We will preach the undiluted word of God, because there is life in the word. There is authority in the word. There is healing in the word. There is salvation in the word. And the word is more than able to make us become what God wants us to become in the mighty name of Jesus, because heaven has a better place for me than anything that this world can offer me. It's better for me to become an ambassador of the kingdom.
Are you willing to become an ambassador? Are you willing to burn for Christ? From generation to generation, when you study the Bible, there are seasons where God sought men.
There are seasons where God sought women. If he couldn't find men, he sought women. He sought women to stand in the gap. When men are wallowing in sin and in debauchery and in wickedness, when pastors are compromising, when apostles are compromising, when evangelists are compromising, God is looking for vessels. God is looking for vessels that will say no to the fleeting pleasures of Egypt. Yes, Egypt can give you fleeting pleasures, but Egypt has no future for you. There are things that has no future for you, irrespective of how good they are today. They have no future for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you willing to forsake that which gives you pleasure today, but it has no future for you, in order to serve the living God? Are you willing to let go of those evil friends? Are you willing to let go of those evil relationships, to be connected with your Father, to serve God, to dedicate your life, to become an ambassador of the kingdom of truth, to become an ambassador of the kingdom of light, that thy generation may enter into the knowledge of God? Because you are able to stand in the gap, you are able to tie the knot and say, me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. It's a very difficult decision. Sometimes when we read it in the Bible, we think that the decision that Joshua made was easy. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy to stand when others are compromising. It's not easy, even here in the United States, it is not easy to live for God when others are not living for God. It's not easy. It is not easy. For example, it's not easy not to celebrate Halloween when your neighbors have dedicated their house with demonic things all over. It is not easy. But you can choose that me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord, because we represent the kingdom of light, the kingdom of salvation of men. I am an ambassador of the kingdom of God. I want compromise, because there are people that needs to know what I represent. There are cities that needs to know what I represent. There are homes that needs to know what I represent. I am not ordinary. I am here for a reason. I am in this nation for a reason. I am in this community for a reason. I am in this city for the purposes of God. Because there's a kingdom I must bring here. There's a light I must bring here. Ay, 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 ay. There is a domain I must bring here. There is a governance of God I must bring in this city. There is an authority of God I must bring in this city. There is a revival I must bring in this nation. That through me many will come to the knowledge of God. Through my life, generations will be set on fire. They will be set on fire to serve God. They will be consumed with the presence of God. There's a kind of presence of God to serve God. In the name of Jesus, Joshua said, me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Isaiah said that this covenant, Isaiah made a covenant with the Lord that him and his household, they will serve the Lord. A covenant from generation to generation, that the Spirit of the Lord, the anointing of God, will not depart from his house. Are you willing to be hired by God? Because what God has hired, he can protect. What God has hired, he can seal. What God has hired, he can put his authority in him. In the name of Jesus. This message is for somebody. God is asking you, are you willing to be hired? Because God is saying that what is exciting you right now is not my kingdom. What you are pursuing right now is not my kingdom. Are you willing to be hired? Are you willing to burn for God? Are you willing to burn for God? Are you willing to live for the purposes of the kingdom? Are you willing to become a soldier? You see, when you become a soldier, you live at a kind of lifestyle to pursue the life of a soldier. A soldier is not an ordinary person. A soldier is somebody that has been set apart to stand on the war front, to stand on the war front, to bring protection, to stand on the war front as a watchman. Are you willing? Are you willing? Are you willing? Are you willing to be an ambassador? Are you willing to be an ambassador for the kingdom of God? Are you willing to be an ambassador? You see, let me just use a natural, hallelujah, let me just use a United States where we're living, praise the Lord. If you're an ambassador of United States, for example, in our beloved nation, Kenya, hallelujah, if you're an ambassador there, when people see you, they see America. They can't mess up with you, hallelujah. The laws of Kenya can't judge the ambassador of United States. If he has a problem, the laws of United States needs to judge him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If an ambassador of a nation is so protected, how much more when you become an ambassador of the kingdom of God? Of the kingdom of God. The kingdom with innumerable angels. The kingdom with angels like Gabriel, Michael, hallelujah, that are willing to fight for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah. Glory be to God. The reason why some of you, the enemy can sweep you so easily and make you fall and make you vanish out of the earth, because you are not an ambassador. You have no true reason why God needs to protect you or not. Praise the Lord. So one blow will destroy your life. One blow of witchcraft will destroy you because you don't have the true reason. You don't have, there is no governance that surrounds you. You see, when you have governance of heaven around you, for wicked men, wicked women to come to your territory, it means they have to deal with the territory of heaven. They have to deal with the authority of heaven, because you are here to represent heaven. And whoever want to mess with you, want to mess with God. Hallelujah. It's the Reno, it's saying, he rebuke kings on their behalf, telling them, touch not my prophets, do no prophets no harm. God was able to rebuke kings on their behalf. There are things that God will rebuke on your behalf because you represent him. Because you are the light in that city. You are the light in that village. You are the light in that home. You are the light in that nation. And your existence is important. Your existence is for the salvation of many. Your existence is for souls of many to come to the knowledge of God. So God has a reason to defend you. God has a reason to protect you. God has a reason to shield you. God has a reason to empower you. God has a reason to command men to serve you. God has a reason, God has a reason to open doors of nation for you, because he knows when you go out, you will represent him. Hallelujah. You will not just be seeking for your stomach, working 2, 3, 4 days a job, that you don't have time to come to the house of God. Hallelujah. God will open doors of nation for you, because he can trust you that when you go to that nation, you represent him. God will open great opportunity to work in great companies, because he knows when you go there, you will represent represent him. In the mighty name of Jesus, God will open a door for you to go into that great university, because he knows when you are there, you will represent him. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, are you willing to be an ambassador of the Lord that is ready to run for God, that wherever you are, you promise to bring his kingdom? In that city, you will represent God. In that village, you will represent God. In that village, in that city, in that nation, in that family, people will know that there is a God of Abraham, there is a God of Israel, there is a God who died for the sins of humanity, that those who believe in him shall surely not perish, but they will be given eternal life. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that are not born of corruption, but they are born of the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you are the light. Are you willing to be an ambassador to serve the kingdom of God, to stand in the gap, to burn for God? You see, there are things that you can't pretend. If it is not there, it's not there. Hallelujah. You can't pretend that your heart is beating for God is not there. The Bible speaks that David was a man after God's own heart. Hey, David was a man. This guy couldn't even sleep well in the night. He said, how can I sleep? How can my eyes go into slumber when the house of God is dwelling in ruins? This guy had sleepless nights to make sure that the kingdom is established in his days, to make sure that the presence of God is eminent in his generation, is eminent in his nation. And you are just busy running around chasing women, chasing things, and you don't care about the kingdom entering your family. You don't care about the kingdom entering your village. You don't care about the kingdom entering your nation. You don't care about the kingdom entering that company. All you are living is for yourself. Are you burning for God? For the light to dawn in our nation, for the light to dawn in our cities, for the light to dawn, for the glory of God to dawn, for the power of God to be made manifest, that the blind eyes will see, deaf ears will pop open, the dead shall come to life in the mighty name of Jesus, and people will experience the power of the resurrected God, and souls be won for the kingdom of our God. Are you willing to represent that kingdom? Is your heart burning for the Lord? Hallelujah. Do you know, for you to serve God in truthfulness, there has to be a zeal, there has to be a hunger, there has to be an excitement. Sometimes when I look around, when I see how other things excite people, when I see how money excites people, they are willing to forgo going to church, because they are promised that if they work overtime, they will be paid more. So even if they have a commitment to lead choir in the church on a Sunday, they will go to work overtime. They will leave their commitment at the altar, because the zeal is not there, because the purpose is not there, because they don't understand they are an ambassador. An ambassador needs to stand on their post. They don't understand they are a watchman for their generation. They don't understand that they need to console, to bring men to the knowledge of God. They don't understand that they speak on behalf of Christ. They don't understand the kind of weight of what they carry. The kind of knowledge of what they carry can change generations to come. can pull generation out of darkness to the marvelous light of God. They don't understand. They don't understand. It's my prayer. It is my prayer that you may understand that you willing to serve God can save generations, can save nations, can save cities, can save souls of men. Because you said, yes, Lord, I am willing to serve you. I am willing to burn for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, my heart is willing to pursue you. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. I want to be a man after your heart. Whatever you want to do, I want to do it. Whatever you want to accomplish, I want to accomplish. Whatever you want men to hear, I will preach it. In the mighty name of Jesus, even when the ears of men are deaf to hear it, I will speak to the mountains of America. I will speak to the mountains, to the forests, to the lakes of America. They must hear the voice of God. They must hear the voice of revival. Begin to pray, begin to pray. Separata separerebush, reke perererebush, rabayata tetetetete. God is looking for ambassadors who can stand for their generation, who can bring the kingdom of God into their life, into the institutions, into their nation, into their villages. God is looking for men and women that can represent His true light, His true glory, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you, Father. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus.
Pay attention. Pay attention to me. Hallelujah. Bring it down.
Hosile manasile. Hosileve no salabasile.
Give God a reason why He has to protect you. Give God a reason why He has to give you a second chance. Praise the Lord. Even the time when King Hezekiah was about to die, and he had a wound, he had a sickness that could have led to his death, and the message came from Isaiah that Hezekiah, put your house in order. Your days has come. But he reminded God that He has been working for him. He reminded God that people know you in this city because of me. Because I stood for you, Jesus. People have come to the knowledge of you in this place. And because of that, I have to be healed. Give God a reason why He needs to heal you. Give God a reason why He needs to deliver you. You carry the breath of God, not for a waste. You carry the life of God, not for a waste. You carry the anointing of God, not for a waste. If you can't serve the Lord, go to be with the Lord. But if you want to dwell here, give God a reason why He has to protect you. Give God a reason why He needs to heal you. Are you willing to run for Him? Are you willing to burn for Him? Hezekiah stood on the wall. He stood on the wall. And he cried. He said, Lord, no, 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 no. I am a reason why there's a temple in this place. I am a reason why there are men of God in this city. I am a reason why souls have been won to the kingdom of God. I am a reason why these statues are standing in this place. I am a reason why crusades are happening all over the nations. I am a reason why. Give God a reason why He has to defend you. Give God a reason why He has to give you a second chance in life. When you have messed up, you might even have HIV AIDS because you have been messing up and you want God to heal you.
You want God to heal you so that you go back fornicating. You want God to heal you so that you go back pursuing the world again. Give God a reason why. Are you willing to be an ambassador? That life that the devil has misused, that life that have been battered in sin, that have been battered in chaos, are you willing to give it to God? That God may use it, that God may mold it, that God may wash it, that God may empower it, because you are a vessel that is willing. You are a vessel that has a zeal for God. You are a vessel that will say, yes, Jesus, I want to burn for you. For he makes his vessels, his servants, flames of fire. God will make you to be a flame. God will make you to be a flame. God will make you to be a flame. God will make you to be a flame to your generation. God will make you to be a flame. Ayada barada da 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 da. Reka bagada la parata bagadele katagada. Reba da barada. Pray that God make me a flame. Make me a flame to my generation. Reka barada badala bandala kadia. Rekete berina hato zavandele patadaba. Zepatia da da baran. Zeketeria da 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 rebedia toto parada gadala gadia rebede badala tana mahande. In the name of Jesus, heaven is recruiting. Are you willing to be hired? Hanie la 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 hine 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 silema hosena mo silema. Adava sile mosie hide 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 ma. Have you ever seen how people are excited when United States opened their university visa for people to apply? People apply until the system get clogged up. Ha! They want to come to the land of the brave. They want to come to United States, the land of the free. When heaven has open arms for hiring swords, for hiring apostles, for hiring evangelists, you are not willing to stretch forth and say, here I am, Lord, I want to burn for you. I want to serve you. I want to become an ambassador of your kingdom. How many people are excited to represent the King of Glory? How many people are excited to represent the King of Kings, the Creator of the heavens and the earth? David said that the heavens and everything beneath the earth belongs to God. He owns everything. He owns all souls. He owns all nations. Silver and gold is his. But you are not willing to say yes to him because your mind is clouded with these material things. But you don't understand that the true riches come from the Lord. True riches come from the Lord, because God wants you to be a light to your generation. God wants you to be a carrier of his mantles in the mighty name of Jesus, that many will come to know that you are a man who carry blessings. The way he picked up Abraham and he said, Abraham, through you I will make you to be a father of many nations, that the nations of the earth shall be blessed through you. There are people that will be blessed because you chose to serve God. There are people that will be lifted because you chose to serve God. In the mighty name of Jesus, there are doors that will open because you chose to serve God. There are generations that will be exalted because you chose to serve God. There are leaders that will be lifted because you chose to serve God. The heaven is hiring. Are you willing to be hired? Are you willing to be hired? There's an opportunity in the kingdom of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you can just say, yes, Lord, I want to burn for you, Jesus. I want to burn for you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your word. Blessed be your holy name. We lift you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Here we are, Lord. We are willing to be ambassadors. Use us for your glory. Inspire us, O God. Inspire our speech. Inspire our talents, that we may manifest your kingdom in true light, O God. Anoint our vessels. Anoint our sermons. Anoint our singing. Anoint our praises. In the mighty name of Jesus, use us, O God, for your glory. Use us, O God, for your glory. Use us, O God, for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.